Go behind the scenes with Colleen.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Colleen.
Paul Stanley, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Say hello to Baltimore.
What's up in Baltimore? I went to Baltimore when I was a little boy. My parents took me. We drove to Baltimore. So I go back way beyond any band that I've been in.
Well, Paul, do you remember getting a key to the city? I think it was 92.
I do, and you know, I always hope that the locks didn't get changed afterwards.
Nope, we kept the original. You're still good to go. You can visit anytime.
I will be back.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations on this new album, Now and Then, with your side project, Soul Station. And Paul, you went from one end of the rock and roll spectrum to the total opposite. So tell us about it. How did you delve into this genre?
Well, it's so funny because I grew up with this music. You know, I've got influences that may be less apparent on first listening. But as a kid, I was lucky enough. I saw Otis Redding. I saw Solomon Burke, The Temptations. I remember having my transistor radio and hearing Smokey and the Miracles do You Really Got a Hold on Me. Campbell and Huff, come on. You know, between the Stylistics, the Spinners, the OJs, you know, and on and on. It's that music is in my blood.
Do you think if you didn't get together and become a member of KISS, would you have gone out and performed that music way back when?
You know, this has been like a journey for me. And I can't say if, because I was determined that KISS was going to succeed. And I put everything into it.
Yeah.
But it opens doors to do other things. You know, for me, there's only two kinds of music, and that's good and bad. And when people say, well, I only listen to this or that, it's kind of like, look, I love pizza, but breakfast, lunch, and dinner, no. You know, you don't get a whole lot of nourishment from one particular food. So I've always thought of music as the same way. And,
right.
If, you know, even with KISS, everything I've done has little smatterings and bits and pieces of less obvious influences. And Soul Station is this amazing 17-piece band. Everybody's played with everybody and anybody, from Whitney Houston to Natalie Cole to The Temps to Smokey and Stevie. So, you know, we're together with this idea of bringing this music back that honestly has been relegated to becoming samples in rap tunes, and that's okay, but people need to hear this music. And between the classics that are on the album and the new songs, it's a mighty dose. It's 14 songs.
Yes. And I tell you what, it looked like you had so much fun making it. I watched the in-studio documentary, and you got a good crew there.
Oh, it's awesome. And between the videos for each of the songs that are out or coming out, and just listening to the album or seeing us live, there's no getting around the explosive chemistry, but also the joy. We're just having a ball. We love what we're doing, and it's really a joyous project.
My favorite on the album, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, gave me chills. Just thank you for doing that one.
It's such a great song.
Yes.
And, you know, look, for me to have Otis Williams from The Temps or Rod Stewart or Toni Braxton, to have all the people that have inspired me on one way or another, all saying, wow, this is great, means the world to me.
Now, when did things start coming together for this particular project? How did you put together this ensemble of musicians?
We first got together in 2015 or not 16, and my other band keeps me working quite a bit. So I really had to squeeze things in. For example, we did 12 shows in 6 days in Japan. We did a bunch of other shows. We did LA, and it's just been a matter of waiting for the right time to have the time to really commit to it. And between the album and the shows and shows that we plan on doing in the future, you know, it's really exciting.
And you have 5 original new songs on this album. Do you write the music or the lyrics first, Paul?
Really, the music and the melody.
Okay.
And usually what happens is a few few words come out, and those become the foundation. And then it's like, okay, fill in the missing pieces of the puzzle. And the great thing about all the new tunes is it's basically, you know, it's impossible to tell what's old and what's new. I mean, they're really right. Seamless, and I'm real proud of that.
Is it easier for you to sing the Motown or the rock and roll?
I'm a singer.
Yeah.
You know, so some people, you know, talk about being a rock singer. I'm a singer who sings rock. That means that's a choice. And when I did Phantom of the Opera or when I'm doing what I'm doing now, it's all because it's out there and music is, you know, that's my passion. It's in my blood.
Yep. You feel it. How do you take care of your voice? How do you pamper those vocal cords?
You know, it doesn't get easier, and you're always seeking out people to help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some sort of guidance. And that's really what it's about, maintenance and about, you know, repair.
Now, I know you're gearing up to go back out with Kiss. Will you tour with this band again?
I think we'll tour with Soul Station before Kiss because, honestly, the idea of playing arenas or stadiums right now is a little unrealistic for anybody.
Right.
I mean, it's wishful thinking to think that there's going to be 20,000 or 80,000 people shoulder to shoulder at a show in the near future. So that really gives Soul Station an opportunity to go out and play because I believe that it'll be different for theaters and clubs. I think there'll be different safety measures. And with that being said, yeah, then we'll be out there. Our bags are packed.
Now, Paul, have you picked up any hobby or new skill during the past lockdown year? I saw that you made a great pizza pie.
Yeah, well, you know, I love cooking, but if you love cooking, you better also love exercise. So I try to ride my bike, you know, three times a week, 25 miles.
Wow.
So that's always fun and gives me a sense of freedom, especially in the midst of the pandemic when, you know, we've been told to socially distance and everything seemed to be closing in around us. It just gave me a great sense of freedom.
And you've had a couple bestseller books published. Any more of those in the future from you?
I think at the moment I want to really concentrate on the music and painting. And if there's more to be said, I'm sure I'll get a chance to say it.
Well, Paul Stanley, it's been fantastic talking to you. And the new album will be out March 19th called Now and Then. And just what a beautiful collection of songs, old and new. So I do want to thank you for that and for, of course, all the great Kiss music over the years.
Well, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure and something that I'm not planning on stopping.
Well, before we say goodbye, Paul, can I get a quick station ID from you?
Hey, this is Paul Stanley. You're listening to 100.7 The Bay.
Thank you, my friend. Stay well and keep rocking.
You betcha. That's the plan.
Hear every episode of Behind the Scenes with Colleen at thebayonline.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.